Now, it's the day before the big festival called the Passover. The Passover was when God's people celebrated how God had rescued them and made them his. And the Passover was coming, and Jesus knew that his big day was here. His big day. Not his birthday, not his party, but the day he had come to earth for. It's Jesus' biggest day. And do you know who he's thinking about? He's not thinking about himself. He's not thinking about his own safety. He's thinking about his friends. The biggest day of Jesus' life, and he's thinking about others. That's Jesus. Wow. See, I told you, you don't be on the ball. Well, to celebrate the Passover, Jesus and his friends have a special meal. But sadly, one of Jesus' friends was going to be really horrible to him. This friend was going to deliberately get Jesus killed. That's awful. And Jesus knew which friend would do this. Does Jesus ignore him? No. Does he avoid him? No. Jesus eats a meal with the man who is going to betray him. That's Jesus.
Wow.
You're doing well. Well, Jesus knew something else. Jesus knew God the Father had given him all power. So God had given him so much power over everything. So he could just say to the sun, stop shining, and it would go dark. He could say to the universe, stop existing, and it would just stop existing. He could say to all the ants, go over there and tickle Maxwell. And they would. All that power, that's Jesus.
Wow.
Got to keep on the ball. So everything that was going to happen to Jesus, Jesus could just stop at any moment. But he didn't. That's Jesus.
Wow.
So it was, well done. So it was Jesus' big, so why didn't Jesus stop it? Why didn't Jesus stop everything that was going to happen? Well, Jesus knew where he came from. His father. He knew where he was going, back to his father. So he was not worried. He was not panicked. That's Jesus.
Wow.
So just think, it was Jesus' big day. He had all this power. He's the Son of God. And do you know what Jesus does? Jesus gets up from the meal, takes off his outer clothes, puts a towel around his waist, pours water into a basin and begins to wash his disciples' muddy, stinky, smelly, yucky feet. And he dries them with a towel. Now, it's his big day. He knows one of his friends will betray him. He has all this power. He's the Son of God. And look at that little word, two letters, in the middle of our reading. You see the little word there, two letters. So. He's the Son of God, has all his power, so he washes his disciples' feet. Jesus uses all that God has given him, his power and his position, to lovingly serve others. That's Jesus.
Wow.
Well, so Jesus, well done. Jesus is washing his friend's feet. He comes to Peter, and Peter thinks, this is all the wrong way round. The Son of God washing me. Let's try that again. The Son of God washing me.
Whoa.
So Peter asks, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus says, you do not realize what I'm doing now, but later you'll understand. He'll get it when Jesus has risen from the dead. But Peter thinks he gets it at the moment. So Peter says to Jesus, you shall never wash my feet. The Son of God washing me. Whoa. But Jesus is clear. He says something very simply, very clear. Jesus says, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. The Son of God washing me.
Whoa.
Jesus is clear. Unless Jesus washes us, we cannot be his friends. The Son of God washing me.
Whoa.
So to be a friend of Jesus, you have to be washed by Jesus, served by Jesus, loved by Jesus. So if Jesus was here, would you let him wash your feet? Would you let Jesus bath you? Would you let him die for you? Jesus says, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. The Son of God washing me. Whoa. See, Jesus' big day, the reason he came to earth, the reason God gave him all power and all authority was to wash us. Jesus was given all this power to make us clean, make us new for God, to make us beloved children of the Father. The Son of God washing me? Whoa. Well, after Jesus died and came back to life, Jesus' friends understood this. Jesus didn't just do a slave's job for us, washing our feet. He died a slave's death for us to make us his. The Son of God washing me? Whoa. Friends, that's Jesus. Wow. A bit more exciting. That's Jesus. Wow. When Jesus had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I've done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. So, you've got your serviettes. And if we've come to be a follower of Jesus, we've been washed by Jesus white as snow, and the serviette reminds us of that. But it also asks us a question. Have we learned to serve yet? It's a serviette. Have you learned to serve yet? Sorry, some of you are just getting it. And on a Mothering Sunday, you know, we remember those who have served us and loved us. Of course, Mothering Sunday actually was not about mothers primarily. It was originally the one Sunday in the year when if you were in service in a lord or lady's house, it was the one Sunday in the year where you were allowed to go home to your mother church and be with your family. You wouldn't be able to be there at Christmas, you wouldn't be able to be there at Easter, but Mothering Sunday was the Sunday when you could, when you didn't have to serve, as it were. But it's become a bit of a bigger thing. But so today we're really focusing on Jesus, the one who served us. And we thought a little bit about what he did, and you know, that's Jesus, wow, and the Son of God washing us, whoa. But now we're going to think, have we learned to serve yet? Because Jesus was the greatest, and yet no one was too yucky or too dirty for him to love. And no job was too yucky or too dirty for him to do. Now, for this little bit of the talk, when I put my hand up in the air like this, whoosh, I want you to say, are you greater than Jesus? Okay? So I'll put my hand up and you'll say, are you greater than Jesus? It puts me in my place. Hand up. Are you greater than Jesus? Great. So when I do that, put your hand up. So let's try it.
Are you greater than Jesus?
Are there jobs that are too yucky, smelly and nasty for you to do? Are there tasks too boring, too repetitive for you? Are there people too different, too mean and too horrible to love? Are there people you cannot or won't speak to kindly and cannot serve? Are you greater than Jesus? Are you greater than Jesus? Do we say, serving others, oh, that's not my gifting, it's not my calling? Do we pretend we haven't heard or say, ask someone else? Are there places we avoid because of the smoke or the smell or the people? Are you greater than Jesus? Are you greater than Jesus? Would you be a drain unblocker for Jesus? Would you be a sewer blocker, unblocker, digging out fatbergs? Would you be a spider catcher for Jesus, or a nappy changer, a bottom wiper for Jesus? Would you minister in the drug den, in the smoke, and the dark back streets for Jesus? Are you greater than Jesus? Because Jesus did so much for us. He died a slave's death for you and for me. Are you greater than Jesus? Would you be kind and gentle to your brother or sister? Would you bless your neighbor or family who hates you? Would you serve the horrible person at work? After all, Jesus did far more for us. Are you greater than Jesus? Are you greater than Jesus? Let's pray that there are no jobs too yucky, too smelly, too nasty for us to do. Let's pray that there are no tasks too boring, too repetitive for you. Let's pray that there are no people too different, too mean, and too horrible to love. Let's pray there are no people you cannot speak kindly to and serve. Because after all, we're not greater than Jesus. Are you greater than Jesus? Have you learned to truly serve? Yes. Because Jesus says, if you will love and serve like him, we will be blessed. When we willingly do any job, however, yucky, smelly or nasty, we will be blessed. When we love those who are different or mean or horrible, Jesus says we will be blessed. When we speak kindly and serve all people, we will be blessed. True blessing is found in serving and loving like Jesus. So if Jesus has washed us and served us, have we learned to serve yet? Are you greater than Jesus?